Welcome to Globetrotter Academy.
Welcome.
The podcast where we explore fascinating research about diplomatic families.
There's a lot to learn.
Today we're talking about a unique but often overlooked topic.
Yes.
The experiences of diplomatic spouses.
It's such an interesting subject, and a recent study sheds light on it.
Their lives revolve around frequent relocations, and that brings both challenges and opportunities.
The diplomatic spouse, relationships between adjustment, social support, and satisfaction with life, by Goodman's daughter, Goodlaugsen, and Adal Steinsen.
The study involved 268 participants from all over the world, with most being female spouses of diplomats.
The study investigates how social support and adjustment affect life satisfaction for spouses of European diplomats.
What stood out to me was how critical adjustment is to overall satisfaction with life. It explained nearly 50% of the variability in participants' satisfaction.
Adjustment in this context includes practical things like navigating the local environment, fitting into the culture, and managing daily life. When spouses feel at ease in their new surroundings, their overall well-being improves significantly.
The role of social support in this adjustment process is fascinating. The study separates support into two types, emotional and instrumental. Emotional support involves care, empathy, and a sense of belonging. Instrumental support, on the other hand, includes practical help like finding housing, schools, or navigating local systems.
Both are crucial. The study found that when spouses receive high levels of emotional and instrumental support, they're more likely to adjust well to their new environment. This adjustment, in turn, enhances their satisfaction with life. It's like a ripple effect, one positive outcome leading to another.
The idea of group membership also caught my attention. Being part of a community or social group can make a big difference.
That's a great point.
It helps spouses build a sense of identity and connection in an otherwise unfamiliar environment.
The researchers suggest that organizations could do more to foster these connections. For example, setting up local networks, hosting events, or even creating online platforms where spouses can connect and share resources.
It's interesting how gender dynamics play a role too.
Yes.
While female spouses generally receive more formal support, male spouses often face social isolation and a loss of status, especially if they've had to put their careers on hold.
And the study highlights that these challenges can be addressed by creating more inclusive and tailored support programs. It's about recognizing the diverse needs of all individuals in these roles.
Another takeaway for organizations is the importance of preparing families for their new environment. Cross-cultural training isn't just for the diplomat, it's equally essential for the spouse. It can equip them with strategies and realistic expectations that make the transition smoother.
Absolutely. The study emphasizes how training can reduce uncertainty and anxiety. It also suggests that ongoing support beyond the initial move is vital. Spouses need resources and networks to feel connected and capable in their new setting.
Satisfaction with life is such an important metric. It's not just about being comfortable. It's about feeling fulfilled and valued in your daily experiences.
Exactly.
The study makes it clear that support and adjustment are central to this.
And this isn't just about the individual spouse. It has broader implications. When families are well supported and happy, diplomats can focus better on their work, leading to more successful assignments. Everyone benefits.
The study also notes that diplomatic families relocate much more frequently than other expatriates, often every 3 to 5 years. This constant upheaval creates unique challenges that require tailored solutions.
Yes, and the findings suggest that organizations should view expatriation as a family transition, not just an individual one. Supporting the family as a unit is key to ensuring long-term success for everyone involved.
What struck the most is how actionable the study's recommendations are. From building local networks to providing practical assistance, there are clear steps organizations can take to improve outcomes for these families.
I agree. It's also a reminder of the human side of global mobility. Behind every diplomatic assignment is a family navigating major life changes, and their well-being deserves attention.
The study offers so much to think about, not just for diplomats and their families, but for anyone involved in global mobility.
Absolutely. It's a call to action for organizations to rethink how they support expatriate families, making life abroad more manageable and fulfilling.
Let's keep exploring topics that bring research into the real world. Until next time.
Thanks for listening.